feedback we're getting from our customers in terms of the people we supply is the security of the supply due to weather or pests and diseases is a major issue or a bit of a worry they have. So anything we can do to, you know, shore up supply and give a more consistent and higher quality product, obviously they see a lot more value in it. And, yeah, it just makes, you know, business a lot easier to do.
And how would greenhouses help producers such as yourself to do that?
It protects from, you know, the variability in weather. So, you know, obviously from high winds or high sun or heat to obviously your high rain and say probably hail damage and those sort of things. So it sort of eliminates or greatly reduces the risk from those problems. With the viruses and diseases that are starting to move into the area, or hopefully not, but they've sort of become pretty close, with indoor production, we can potentially get away from those.
You're going to Israel, Mexico, Spain, Turkey. How does the technology you're seeing over there compare to what's being used here in Australia?
It ranges broadly over there as it does here. Obviously, a lot of their top technology has been imported into this country and implemented, but from what I can see so far, the way they use that technology and the top technologies that they have associated inside the greenhouses or whatever structures they do have varies greatly. So, it's probably looking at the whole package in terms of production indoors or in some sort of protected environment.
What are the costs involved in greenhouse growing compared to growing a crop in a field?
Those numbers, again, vary greatly depending on what technology and the other, you know, systems and practices you have inside the protected structure. In terms of cost, that's sort of one of the aspects I will be looking into and how best to manage that.
Are greenhouses possibly the next big step to helping farmers improve their returns?
Yes and no. Obviously with higher infrastructure and technology costs, you know, that are put into the business translates to a higher cost product. So I think it'll be a balancing act between, you know, securing supply or giving a greater quality product and the actual return on investment that you can achieve at the marketplace.
What first sparked your interest in looking into the greenhouses?
Well, with the marketing company that we market our produce through, I've done a fair bit of travelling on different farms around Australia and looked at those sort of production systems. And the guys that seem to be, you know, going forward or having a good relationship with their customers are, you know, more likely than not in those protected environments. So that sort of got me thinking and how that can be implemented up into the tropics.
What would it take to implement that kind of technology?
I think finding the right one to work with our environment. So obviously cyclones and severe storms are probably the limiting factor that has stopped any sort of form of protected cropping coming up north. So it'll be basically managing that and how easily or how hard that is to work around to whether it's possible or not.
If those issues could be resolved, would you say it would be something that would be adopted throughout horticulture here in North Queensland?
Oh, I'd say so, yes. From the customer's point of view, again, it's what they want. Or that's what our customers want anyway. It's just the quality and the consistency and the supply all the time. We see that as a bit of an edge into getting a higher return at the farm gate.
What does the future look like for your family farm?
Pretty good, I hope. At this stage, yeah, it's just sort of a research phase and seeing where we can take it within our horticulture operations. If you could talk to me in 12 months, I'd probably have a better idea.